To get to the Sequan Indian Reservation in eastern San Diego County, you drive a narrow, winding two-lane road past shady groves and a rural school. At about 700 acres, the reservation is one of the county's smallest. But in the last decade, the Sequan tribe of Kumeyaay Indians has bought about 2,000 acres of surrounding land. And now it's asking the Federal Bureau of Indian Affairs to designate 1,300 of those acres as reservation land, nearly tripling the reservation size and making those 1,300 acres sovereign Indian territory.
Historically and aboriginally, that was all their territory. You know, they were then isolated on this one small reservation.
Adam Day was hired to manage the tribe's operations. He says it's long had dreams of expanding.
If not for the success of the casino, this tribe certainly wouldn't be in a position to acquire property.
In 1934, Congress passed a law to make all this possible. It allows the federal government to take private land owned by tribes and add it to the reservations, a transfer called fee to trust. But for much of the 20th century, this rarely happened. Many tribes were desperately poor. Then, tribes built casinos and became wealthy fast. Now reservations across the country are getting bigger because tribes can afford land for the first time. For some tribes, this is steeped in symbolism. They say they're reclaiming land they lost during generations of Indian relocation. But it's also good economics. Reservation land isn't subject to property taxes or to local building restrictions. And that's where they've met resistance.
Unfortunately, we've not had a seat at the table. And the impacts are very serious on individual communities.
Diane Jacob is a member of the San Diego County Board of Supervisors. She represents a large rural swath of the county, which includes most of San Diego's 18 Indian reservations.
When that land is taken out from under the county umbrella and put into a reservation, control of that land goes away, and all the taxes that were generated, both current and future, also go away.
In San Diego, there have been about 60 applications for land transfers since 2000, totaling about 13,000 acres. If all those go through, the county estimates it would lose $1.3 million in property taxes each year. Rayanne Fields lives in a tidy home just outside the Sequan Reservation. She and others in the community have been speaking out against the expansion plan.
In no way does our community object to Sequan purchasing additional lands. Good for them. They're successful. They are able to do that.
But she is concerned about the lost property tax, which would mean less money for the local school. She also worries about how the tribe would use the land.
Our concern is that we not have any say into how that land is developed.
The tribe says it will build 50 houses for tribal members, an RV park, and an equestrian center. It's also agreed to pay the county for the next 7 years to make up for the lost taxes, and it's in similar negotiations with the local school district and the fire district. Day, the tribal manager, says the tribe doesn't plan to keep expanding or to build another casino.
They're not looking to make all the county back to a reservation, but they're trying to accommodate their tribal members and their other governmental services. And you need a land base to do that, just like a city or a county has to have property available to construct facilities and provide services.
Despite the local objections, the county has no real leverage to convince the federal government not to approve the land transfers. In fact, the BIA has approved dozens in California in recent years and has indicated it will approve this one by summer. In San Diego, I'm Adrian Florido.